Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All right, here we go. Good morning. It's 8:18. Brock Hunter, what's the
morning, man? Good morning. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. Wednesday, halfway through the week. We're almost there. I mean, it's a hell of a Wednesday. It's been a hell of a Wednesday already. Good God.
Well, I'm already there because I ain't going to be here tomorrow. I'll tell you
that's right. You got this big golfing trip that you're taking. So Hunter's big taking off Thursday Friday.
Why do you say it like that? Come on.
You know, I don't understand if you were going to, like, play a tournament and actually get paid for it. But, I mean, come on.
Well, I am. It is. Right. It's our annual Friends Golf Tournament. And, you know, I'm going to kick some ass.
I was thinking more of, like, you know, like a pro-am or, you know, some kind of amateur thing that would get you possibly one step closer. But no, you're just going up to horse around.
Why don't you shut up? It's going to be a good time.
I hope you have a great time. I hope you golf wonderfully, Hunter.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. It's all I can hear it in your voice.
I'm glad you reminded me because I would have got on early tomorrow morning and been like, Hunter, are you there? Hunter, where are you?
Where's he at?
Sending you a message at 6 o'clock in the morning. Where the hell are you? Oh, yeah, that's right. He's golfing.
Yeah, it's always a sketchy email to email the boss and you guys. I did it, I think, last week or the week before. I'm like, hey, there's a golf thing and it's during the week, you know. Boss man Bill is like, yeah, have a good time. Go ahead. I'm like, really?
You're missing work to go golf, Hunter.
It's like the last hoorah, bro.
Very excited about it. Yeah. I have problem with it whatsoever.
Oh, so you got to run solo because Kiki can't come in because of her ordeal going on. So
yeah.
Damn.
It'll probably be the best show we've ever done. Honestly, it'll be the best show ever. I'm going to message you like, dude, we got nominated for a Michigan Broadcaster Association Award.
Yeah, right. You know, there's nothing worse than being a radio DJ and you like go away somewhere for like a week or something and somebody fills in for you and you come back and everybody's like, dude, it was epic. It was such a great week. And you're like, oh, why? Why?
What? You're going to come back on Monday and be like, oh, yeah, the show was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. What? how did that happen?
What? Damn it.
It won an Oscar and a Tony? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that's why radio DJs never take days off ever. Because one day off could mean a lifetime of day off.
That's it.
Days off. Yeah.
You want to take a day off? I think I can find someone who doesn't take days off. What are you going to do? Are you going to do the piece? Oh, no, you're going golfing? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Why don't you just stay up there?
You know, take an extra week. We'll see where we're at after that. It's fine. No, Hunter, I'm totally okay with you going. Don't you worry one bit about it.
Maybe I'll bring you back a trophy.
You know, all you do is come back like, dude, I golfed like crap. God, it sucks.
Pissed off. Sucked. I hate the sport.
I can't believe I missed work. It's ridiculous.
That's a difference between fishing and golfing. It's like if you come back from like a fishing trip, you're still like, oh, you're doing it. It was nice. You know, we were on the boat. You know, we had food. We were drinking beers. It was a good time. Golfing, dude, a couple bad shots. You'll come back wanting to murder somebody, dude.
No.
I hate life.
Hope you have a great time. Anyway, I digress. We got to get to it. It's time for your WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie?
What's up?
This is, you know, speaking of getting in trouble at work, this is one way to do it. So a 41-year-old named Maria Athens is an anchor for ABC Fox CW stations in Anchorage, Alaska. Last Friday, she posted a Facebook video in the station's control room where she said she had breaking news about how Anchorage's mayor, Ethan Berkowitz, quote, has his male genitalia posted on a underage girl's website. Okay, so she just makes this video. She's at work. She says breaking news. The video itself is pretty strange. She's talking as if she's doing a news promo. So she's like, breaking news. It's coming up later tonight at 7.
ABC News.
But she also seems upset and unfocused, like something is off. The police and the FBI are investigating her allegations about the mayor, and they found it wasn't true. But what was true is that Maria and Ethan had an affair, which he admitted to on Monday. The plot thickens.
Dude, this is like a soap opera.
This is straight up Days of Our Lives, man. She, after Maria posted the video, she punched the station manager.
Ah.
Who she was also having an affair with.
Damn. Jeez, lady.
She was arrested for assault, criminal mischief, which is my favorite thing in the world, and disorderly conduct. Oh, my God.
Yeah, get her out of there. Bitch is crazy. Seriously.
Bitches be crazy. What is going on?
Yeah, you know, she's a news anchor, too. See, these are the type of people who are giving you the news, guys. Not all of them. I'm not saying all of them.
Dude, they got a couple shots of both Ethan and Maria. Dude, Maria looks like the kind of lady that would burn your stuff in the front yard.
She has that look in her eyeballs. Here's the thing. Just looking at these people's eyes, you can see it. You know, that deep craziness of...
Exactly. Her eyes. You know what? She kind of has the Dorian eyes from The Mask. You know when Dorian puts the mask on? That's kind of like the eyes that she's got.
Dorian the Mask. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, so she's done, huh? She went to jail and...
Yeah, she's arrested right now. I'm sure they're waiting to do the, you know, the whole court proceedings and everything. But let's break this down again. Okay. She's having an affair with the mayor. Okay. That's one. She makes a video accusing him of having his genitalia on an underage website. Okay. There's that. Then she attacks the boss of the station where she works, who she's also having an affair with.
Flattens his nose. Yep.
This is bananas. I love this.
I'm just imagining what's going on through this lady's head. Like, all these crazy ideas. Like, to hell with it. There's no control. She's just doing everything she thinks of that's going to potentially benefit her in some way.
You know,
sleep with him. If I sleep with him, I might get a raise. I'm going to get this guy.
You know what's going on through her head?
Wee. Oh, God. Dude, you know what? Some poor guy out there is going to end up marrying this person. Like, she's going to fool somebody. He's going to spend 2 years with this person and finally realize, oh, my God.
Here's the thing is because she'll probably meet him as a pen pal while she's in prison. He'll come visit her, and then they'll get married in jail. And then when she gets out, I mean, this guy knows what the guy who's going to marry her has to know what he's getting into.
You know what? You know, glass is half full on this one. We're going to have a good documentary here coming up soon. So
she's probably dynamite in bed. I mean, there's probably a knife involved at some point in time. But, hey. It's worth it.
It's like crazy sex, man.
Crazy. There you go. That's your WTF of the day. Whoa. Double.